This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Surviving in cold temperatures under precipitation all alone with no plan or equipment to speak of is a tall order for any human being. Multiply that several times for how tough it must be on a small three-year-old. That was exactly the scenario for Riker Webb. The Montana toddler was playing on June 3rd of 2022 with the Webb family dog outside of their Troy, Montana home. The backyard of that home consists of plenty of forest land that goes on for miles. Troy is the type of town that most would consider to be in the middle of nowhere. It's only a couple of hours of a drive north to the Canadian border. Its population, well under 1,000 people in total. A very, very small town by any metric. Even a Google search for places to eat will only show you a handful of restaurants within the town's borders. No wonder Max Brooks labeled Troy a safe zone for humanity in his post-apocalyptic novel World War Z. Being in such a remote town means that land is spread out. Residents know of each other, and there aren't many unfamiliar faces driving by. Combine that with Troy's very low crime, and you can understand why parents aren't as cautious as you might expect when it comes to their children playing outside. Riker loved the family dog, and so his parents let them play on that Friday afternoon. Unworried, they possibly took their eye off Riker for a couple of minutes, but they would soon regret it. Riker had walked deep into the forest and had vanished. The events that followed would go on to shock and puzzle those that learned of Riker's story. Riker's father would search all around the woods and property when he realized he'd been missing. With no response, he alerted authorities, and soon after, a code red was issued. Drones surveyed the area, but the sun would soon go down and the rescue would need to commence again the following morning, leaving Riker's family worried sick throughout the night. Though it may have been late spring, overnight temperatures would drop into the low 50s. The search continued the following day as planned, but somehow the boy would still go unfound. To make matters worse, rain would fall from late that afternoon well into the nighttime hours. How could a toddler be expected to live on his own under such conditions? One could only imagine how frightened this little boy must have felt. Are you looking to stock up on functional snacks and clean beverages to energize you through the end of the year? Shop Green Chef's Green Bundles, now available at Green Market, your one-stop shop for nutritious grab-and-go breakfasts, including vegan options, brunch kits, wholesome lunches, ready-to-eat snacks, veggie sides, and more you can easily add on to your weekly order. Eat clean the delicious way this December, going into the new year, with flavor-packed recipes like buttery lemon garlic shrimp, maple butternut squash risotto, and sriracha tamari beef bowls. Feel your best with nutritionist-approved recipes, including calorie-smart meals under 650 calories, protein-packed meals with 30-plus grams of protein on average per serving, science-backed Mediterranean recipes, and flavorful, plant-rich vegan and vegetarian meals featuring certified organic whole fruits. Our team here at Narrative.fm with In the Wild have enjoyed our experience greatly using Green Chef, and we have a great deal for you as a listener of the show. Go to greenchef.com/60inthewild and use code 60inthewild to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. So that's greenchef.com/60 in the wild, one word, and use the promo code 60 in the wild, and you'll get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. And now, back to In the Wild. Approximately 48 hours after Riker originally went missing, something miraculous happened. A couple who owned a log cabin 2.4 miles from where Riker went missing heard a whimpering coming from a shed where they kept a generator. Most of the year, that area was unoccupied by anyone, but call it luck or divine intervention, the couple was somehow at their property on these dates to hear these muffled cries. As they went inside to investigate on that Sunday afternoon, it was indeed the lost little red-headed boy. The couple alerted police, and somehow the boy was okay. Not dehydrated, not severely malnourished somehow, despite no food or drink to consume at all. Upon further investigation, though, the boy did somehow possess the instincts of a true survivalist to get through the situation alive. Markings of Little Riker's hands outside the windows demonstrated that Riker checked to see if anyone was inside the shed itself before he decided to go in. Riker may have been more scared of strangers than being by himself. As temperatures dropped, Riker found a grass trimmings bag in the shed for a push lawnmower, and he used it as a sleeping bag to stay warm. His clothes were also dry upon authorities rescuing him. This demonstrated to the authorities that he got to the shed prior to Saturday's rainfall and waited it out overnight. The contrast of a photo taken of Riker prior to going missing to how he was found is startling. In the first photo, a happy young boy without a care in the world. The expression on his face after is one of shock. One commenter on YouTube even compared it to that of a shell-shocked veteran after World War II or Vietnam. Not surprisingly, this story would go viral on platforms like TikTok. Some were not buying the official narrative. How could a little boy this young walk nearly 2.5 miles on his own deep in the woods? They would add that the woods of Montana are home to some dangerous and wild animals as well. Some of the other details told on these social media accounts by commentators would prove to be inaccurate or hyperbole, however. These particulars being that the rain was much worse than it actually was, and that temperatures were colder than actually reported. It's an amazing story nonetheless, of course. It's also a cautionary tale to parents that being distracted from your young kids could result in the ultimate tragedy. Luckily for the Webb family, that was not how this story ended. Riker's older brother, Caden, would record his own TikTok video asking his younger sibling what had happened over the course of those days.
Riker, do you remember when you got lost?
Mm-hmm.
What do you see?
I see a house.
A house? In the woods?
Yeah. So I can let them go and then I can. So I can live.
Someone lived in the house?
Yeah.
I'm sorry that happened to you, bro. That was scary. You okay, though, now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not much more is known about how he spent those 48 hours scared and alone. Let's be honest, at 3 years old, how much can one be expected to articulate a situation of this magnitude? We know that he used his imagination to keep occupied, but how much longer could he have even lived with no food, no water, no new clothes to wear, or anything else? Let this boy serve as inspiration for what the human spirit is capable of, even when completely unprepared and facing the greatest of danger.
Thank you for tuning in to another exciting installment of In the Wild. To hear more captivating stories of real-life survival, hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Stay prepared, because you never know when you may find yourself in the wild.